Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Jobs.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota for their final home game of the season. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. NBA and the Bulls' Nikola Mirotic will not travel on a four-game trip that starts Sunday in Phoenix. Still a bit beat up. Bulls are home against Charlotte tomorrow. Football and the Bears, more than ever, quarterback Mitch Trubisky will have to protect the ball this Sunday because the Lions are near the top in takeaways with 18.
Yeah, playmakers in the back end, and they're smart. They'll trap you, and they'll do different things to create turnovers.
Detroit's Darius Clay has ruled their secondary with 4 interceptions, while Anthony Zettel has 6 sacks to lead the Lions in that capacity. Hockey, the Blackhawks had Brandon Saad, Jonathan Toews, and Richard Panik on their top line in practice today. Baseball, the White Sox add another 100-mile-per-hour reliever in the person of Thiago Vieira, whom the White Sox acquire from Seattle for cash. 24-year-old prospect with 1 inning in the bigs with the Mariners. MVPs announced tonight in MLB. This scoreboard update was brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. And your Burlington store is packed with everything to get your home holiday ready for less. Throws, pillows, barware, serving platters, holiday decor, all in amazing savings. Burlington, style for everyone. I'm Mark Grody, and we are celebrating here at Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Thank you, my friends. Bye-bye.
No, thank you, Charge, and thank you for the daughter book moment that was today.
I can't believe it's been a year.
Right? Every time you hear that, you're like, wow, it has been a year. And it has. Paul Charchian joined us on the show. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Sam Munson from Pro Football Focus. That was earlier today as well. The producers are Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys, no matter what sports you look like. Ray Diaz does fine work. Brian Gersh does the video stream. He does it well at Watch670thescore.com. Thank you to Joe Ostrowski and Mark Grody, who had updates. Tomorrow, Hub Arkish, Rich Campbell. Whom do you prefer? Overs and unders. And our guest celebrity picker is comedian Jim Brewer. That's tomorrow.
See if we can get more Chappelle stories out of him.
Yeah, to find something incredibly sad to talk about with him before we make him take picks. Our initial thought is the Mets pitching staff.
It's true. Aww. It's a tradition. Yeah.
That might be too low.
Yeah. Even
too
for
sad.
Us. Yeah.
Guys, bring it to 9/11. I'm too sad about that.
Bernstein and Goffer here. How's it going, guys? You have fun yesterday?
We did. Look, how can we not? How can we not? Did you have fun?
I had a great time. What are you laughing at, Jay? This dude is throwing alley-oops. Just get to what you want to talk about. Don't play these games. Get to what you want to talk about.
I enjoyed the first part of the alley.
Fun yesterday. And the fact that you're smiling like that, know exactly where this is going.
Of course I have a point of entry in.
Who's slamming it down?
The Spiegel of you. We had some fun at your expense today, Dan, because I enjoyed very thoroughly the hour yesterday. But Campy, can you play the question to Terry that just blew my mind, please?
When you mentioned home, I couldn't believe how small a house you grew up in. I thought, you had mentioned it before, but until you
my house would have fit inside this studio.
Yeah, until you see the picture of it.
Yeah,
it's like it's like a little tiny home with three people in it, three relatively large human beings.
Yeah, it was.
I'm sure they would like to have a bigger one, Dan. I mean,
sure. It's funny though.
I don't have the mansion there for you. that's what it was.
One with five bedrooms? Yeah. No. Give us this one. We'll make it work.
But I mean, he's explained it before. But when you see it's just very striking.
I loved it so much, and your conclusion was, wow!
I couldn't believe three people could live in there.
Yeah, talk about squalor! And so we were having fun with other follow-up questions that Dan could have asked, like is that just the stable for your daughter's pony? Is that the wine cellar?
So this is just because you didn't want to brag, and this was just the carriage at the front of the
amazed.
Street.
Yeah.
And does Blue Apron even deliver there?
Yeah. Do you guys have numbers on that house?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
You know, we know.
And the fact that that was a recent photo.
Yes, the house is still there.
It's still there. And somebody
didn't demolish it.
That's not some child's playland.
Where do you keep the fine meats and cheeses?
What do you do? So we had to have some fun with it, Jay.
You guys had fun yesterday?
So we can be like, it was a great time. Memories, all these other things. Well,
but I mean,
it can't be.
How far back? Because we saw the picture. We actually tweeted the picture out from the book. Because it's like, it looked like a little house, but it's a house. Or did it not go back at all? Like, is that?
If that's small, then he would have. Yeah, I've seen some small places. Mm-hmm. I've lived in one, to be honest with you. And when we first moved to Rogers Park from the south side, doggies. But I was happy to be on the north side, though. Everything was good.
Was it an apartment or was it a freestanding single-family home? Like, I know apartments can be small.
Yeah, it was an apartment.
Okay, but then so it wasn't like an actual full home with a foundation and everything right there.
Yeah, no.
Did the Sharps have six boys and girls in a two-room home in South Carolina? Shannon and Sterling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they grew up in...
Jameis Winston.
Well, no.
That
no.
story.
Well, with the roaches.
I mean, yeah, but how many people were living in
the
rats. Yeah, like 25 people.
Yeah.
And the roaches.
Yeah, sleeping head to toe. Have any of you in here ever slept head to toe in a bed with several people?
I have not. My mom did. My mom grew up that way. Grew up in a tiny little place.
My dad grew up more people in the house than rooms in the house. Mm-hmm. And so, instilled that. And then, I mean, shared a bed with, siblings in a but not in my house I always had my own room.
My in-laws grew up that way in the Bronx. They had in the tenements when everybody was sort of packed in there, but not in a single freestanding house.
No, I know that looked like a shed in Deerfield. I get it.
Just the shed. But isn't there a fad now with people living in tiny homes? Isn't that a thing?
Yes, there is,
especially in New York. Where everything is $1 million a month for rent. Yeah, it's cool to have that one room place or efficiency.
Right.
Where you
it's like an Airbnb style thing, too. People do it for traveling around, like tiny houses.
There's a place in Michigan, I think, called Tiny House.
Even in rural areas, I thought that people were just living in tiny homes because they want to.
Think about that. We've you're now the fetishized squalor.
Well,
we have co-opted. you're squalor.
Appropriating poverty.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the new.
Oh, that's charming.
Those are the new suspenders.
It's on vacation.
Right. I swear to God, I think there's a reality show on
your tiny houses.
I too would like to say that I once lived in some struggle.
It's crazy, man. It's absolutely
How
crazy.
Much can I spend to stay as small as possible?
Does anyone have spam on hand, please?
I want to live on the other
half. Nothing wrong with spam.
Yeah. Cutting up hot dogs and rice. You're like, I'm not going to cut up hot dogs tonight.
What's funny isn't that kind of what we do if we go camping? We're like, I'm going to go out and rough it. That's right. I'm going to
Yes.
Remind myself what it was like to live Wi-Fi. Off the land.
No Wi-Fi.
No in-ground plumbing.
Dude, yeah, I remember one of the first times I went camping was down in Southern Illinois in Carbondale in Giant City, right?
Okay, all right.
Beautiful, but just like 98 degrees, just awful. And I'm like, what am I doing? And night two. Camping sucks. Night two, we went to the lodge. We went to the lodge, and I took a picture of the air conditioning unit. I was so happy.
Oh, my God.
Thank God.
Oh, 76. Come on in.
Now, don't get me wrong.
I made it through one night.
Being outside is great. Pat, you know, fishing, hiking, yeah. Nature, the actual
hilarious.
Camping.
Start a fire yeah. with some rocks.
Sleeping on the ground.
The actual sleeping on the ground. And the other thing,
can I get a lighter over here, please? The
mosquitoes are a scourge. Yeah. They ruin everything.
Yeah.
Bears too, but more so mosquitoes. It's just a deal breaker at this point. You know, when you're young and you're with your cabin mates and you're out in the wilderness, it's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then when you're old, it's like the families say, like, yeah, we're going camping as a family. Like, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, not interested.
Mosquitoes are the worst. Your first trip to Belize, I tell anybody this, your first trip, make sure you book a second trip, because the first trip, the mosquitoes are at the airport waiting on you. Like, oh!
They're holding up signs with your name on them.
Right. Dude, the first time I remember as a child, the first time I went, the first day I was covered. And then the next year I went, they didn't bother me. Nicole went this last time.
What, do they remember you?
I'm telling you now.
They tasted you already?
Yeah, yeah, oh, we're good. Yeah, we're good. It's like 31 flavors out here.
I'm telling
you now. You go the first time, make sure you book that second trip, because the first time they are going to kill you every time.
How do they know it's your first time?
I don't
time?
Know, brother. They've got like a barcode or something.
They scan you. And,
right. I've been to Belize 12 times.
And you only had a mosquito problem the first time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because, I mean, after science, a while, yeah, you holler at the chief and you say, hey, man, tell your boys to calm the hell down.
How do you know who the chief mosquito is? I'm picturing a huge one.
Well, yeah, right, he's got a big
alien.
Right. He's got a big Belican beer in his hand. You know, he's got a pot belly. He's sitting out. He's selling tabletas.
You spot him.
Yeah, exactly. You just roll up and give him $5. Yeah, exactly.
What are
you sacrifice one dude.
Come kiss the ring. Right, here, take my little brother.
What are tabletas?
Confectionaries. Yeah. So, yeah, just little bars. You know, you can mess around and gnaw on for a couple hours or so. Yeah. Oh, man, now I want to go back to Belize. You know what? We should do a show trip, a station trip. If Mully
and
Hanley,
sound great.
If Mully and Hanley are going
make it warm.
If Mully and
win
Hanley
the warm.
Are going to Punta Cana, damn it, I feel like the midday show and the afternoon drive show should go to Belize. My dad will set up the security.
I was just going to say, we got governmental escorts.
Yeah,
we good money.
Yeah, and as long as we don't go with Mully and Hanley, I'm all good.
No, we're good. We're good. They're still trying to figure out how to pronounce Punta Cana correctly, so we'll send them there, and then we'll go to Belize. I got a couple of villages we can hang out.
I'm in.
Nice.
Thanks
for the invite.
I went on a nice vacation in Mexico once in my life, like to a nice resort, like the all inclusive thing. It was amazing, but I was like the culture that of the commerce. When you get picked up at the airport, and people are like fighting over who to give a ride to and which ride service you're going to take. Oh man,
they tell you on a plane. They tell you on a plane, like, yo. If these kinds of people are saying this to you, don't take their services.
Right.
Because they're either going to take you somewhere to get robbed or rob you while you're in the car.
Have you heard what's been happening? It's either TripAdvisor or one of the other websites. They've been scrubbing reviews of some resorts in Mexico where multiple sexual assaults have occurred.
Oh, yeah.
And
like Orbitz or something?
I want to say it was TripAdvisor, but they pulled these reviews.
It burns. He's taking the fun out of Mexican vacations.
Yeah, no, but it's a serious problem. There's some areas where it's horrifying. Rampant, and people are being drugged with bad liquor.
Mm-hmm.
What they think is tequila. There are people who are having all sorts of hallucinations.
Oh my God.
Waking up in not knowing what happened to them, with everything gone.
It's like a
family members
lakes.
Gone. It's just you got to really be careful with some of these resort towns now, because that stuff's real. It's not like it's not urban myth stuff. This is real.
That's when you go out of town, you got to make sure that you read up as much as you possibly can, and you make sure that you know if you do know anyone who who knows a local, that you contact that local as soon as you touch down in case you're feeling any kind of way, any instinct like, all right, this isn't right.
And make copies of your passport and make sure that the hotel has copies of your passport and other people you know
especially
have copies of your passport.
Beware the gypsies when it comes to your passport. Just beware. Gypsies stole my passport when I was in Ireland. I was in Dublin. It happened.
Either that or the Jameson.
It's either that or I left it at the gift shop. Where I bought
one of the two.
One of those two things. I'm convinced that was the gypsies.
I'm having an issue with leaving my wallet place.
Why?
Just get a big one like mine.
Oh, no.
You got that brick phone.
Get a chain.
Like it'll be in my gym bag, and then it'll be in the between the seats.
Mine
in the car.
Is in the same pocket at all times.
I always keep it in the same pocket. But
why are you transferring?
And I always do the Peter Falk. I always, do the pocket check.
All right.
Phone wall keys. Yeah, phone wall keys.
I understand, but then sometimes when you're like, I just paid for something. It's got to be on me. Mm. And then, you get home and you're like, uh-oh, I need to go back to the Dunkin' Donuts on State Street. things might run afoul here soon. Or in Michigan, actually.
I will occasionally leave
my hoodies and jackets and coats. Yeah, that's true. Like extra pockets.
With the hoodie pocket this time of year, when I'm starting to wear hoodies again, I will walk around the house for 15 minutes looking for my keys.
Yeah,
and they're right there on you.
Absolutely.
I used to like hoodie pockets, but they're not that good.
They're not deep enough. Yeah. They're not deep enough.
I like the early stuff better.
Seconds. Hey, which was your favorite shot clock violation last night?
Do you ever seen a quarter?
We decided the one
so awful.
The shot clock violation that came out of the timeout. That was
great. My favorite turnover, though, was the Jerry and Grant inbounds to Denzel Valentine, where Denzel was like, I'm not going to cut that way. And then Denzel looks over like, these guys can't play. Like, Denzel hit a couple of shots and was like, you know what? You guys need to get your act together.
How about Denzel? Jerry and Grant is clown school.
Oh, it's terrible. How about Denzel purposefully, probably, waiting until after the buzzer to launch three?
Yeah.
So he doesn't hurt his shooting percentage?
They know true shooting percentage now, and like smart GMs don't factor that in.
You want to see a guy get mad? Let a guy get the ball with 4 seconds left on the shot clock with no rhythm. Because that is either going to be a bad shot or a turnover. It happened to Russell last night.
Remember who told us about that? It was Jason Williams. Jay Williams said that Jalen used to do him like that. Jalen Rose would be dribble, 10 seconds. All right, here you go. And then Jay Williams had the ball with 3 seconds on the shot clock. He's like, really? You're doing this to me again and
Sam
again and
Mitchell
again?
Sam used to tell me about Reggie Miller and how him and Reggie used to fight after the game sometimes, because Reggie would shoot the ball for 3 quarters and then in the 4th quarter try to find Sam, and say like 4 or 5 seconds left, and Sam would immediately pass it right back to him.
Potato.
And like, hey, you ain't found me for 3 damn quarters. You ain't gonna find me in the 4th, so my ass could be on the
that
front
was
page.
Our boss for another couple days, Tim Pullman, played college basketball with Dayton and Jim Paxson. John's brother Jim. And he said Jim Paxson's nickname was Right Back. Because every time Jim Paxson would pass you the ball, like, right back,
right back. You're damn right.
It's just hilarious. Right. And he said they still call each other. They still call Jim Paxson right back.
That's great. Is that great? You're here if I lose my dribble. That's
it.
The other bad team move or bad teammate move that I like was the CJ Watson. And it was on that one really good Thibs team where they had that great defensive second.
With his girlfriend?
Where he let Omar take the free throws?
No.
Omar Sheik take the free throws? At the end of the playoff game?
I loved Omar.
That's what I thought you
that
meant.
That was when Derek got hurt a couple of games
exactly.
early.
Yes, and he let Omar take the fall, go to the line.
That was the end of our dreams, fans.
The CJ Watson move. The CJ Watson move is when he would see his replacement coming down to the scorer's table, immediate three-pointer from wherever he was.
Pull one up,
every single time.
Why?
He would look over.
I got to get one in before
I go. It's like he knows he's coming out, and he would just fire, regardless of score or situation. And it was you could set your watch to it.
That's awesome.
Brutal.
Yes.
See? Look at the reaction.
It's awesome.
That's fantastic. It's fantastic. I respect the hell out of it.
Get off my basketball lawn, Spiegel, over here.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We got a bunch of basketball stuff today. I've got an unbelievable basketball story that is funny that a friend of mine told me about and then was back in the news as one of the people in the story, just passed away a couple days ago. So now the story is being redone as part of his obituary. And we're going to play a game also, among other things we're doing today. It's going to be Jason Goff Bulls detective. I've set this up. I've been working on
this.
Are
you aware of this, Jason Goff?
He is.
Come on, it's the show meeting right here.
It's a brief little game, and everybody's gonna play along.
Sure.
It's gonna be Jason Goff, Bulls detective.
Okay. Do I have death sentence power?
No, you get the giant magnifying glass.
Oh. And I get the trench coat?
Yeah, the trench coat.
Nothing on underneath.
What's the actual name of the Sherlock Holmes double billed hat? I know it has a name.
The Jesse
Fox. No, is it called a fox catcher?
It's the Ray Rayner Cubs Sox Jesse.
No, it's got a name. I want to say it's like a fox catcher or fox hunter.
So many stupid things.
But you get that hat also.
Deerstalker. Cool.
Deerstalker. Thank you.
That's no ridiculous.
Problem. That's
Thank
the name
That's
of the
an
hat.
Awful name.
Yeah, I guess fox catcher was wrong. But I was my brain
fox
was
catcher's
getting
right there.
There.
That's the movie. About the wrestling,
coach.
About John
with
Paul
Steve Carell.
DuPont, yes.
Deerstalker.
Why is that not a foxcatcher hat? This is completely different.
Yeah, that hat's weird.
Mosquitoes, foxcatcher.
That's like a homoerotic murderous hat.
That's a great miss on my part. It's like an animal in some kind of verb form.
Don't you remember?
It's an octopus wrangler, I believe.
This is
just got broken. The concrete termites.
Lost all vocabulary.
Right, it's like if my wife were here, she would just shout it out. I say, well, honey, the thing. Yes.
Right. Well, it's like I love that when our brains work that way. You remember the day I was trying to thank Mark Schanowski from CSN? It was Comcast Sportsnet, and I said Mark Schanowski from Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Sometimes the wires just
they get a little crossed.
Okay. I got some basketball stuff for you too, because last night was another really good basketball night. I truly wish the Bulls played in the NBA
because Embiid plays in the NBA.
Well, not just Embiid, just
everybody on that floor,
dude. Everybody on the damn league last night was awesome. Everyone in the league last night was awesome,
except Lonzo Ball.
Well, that's part of the awesomeness. I'm going to talk about that.
He terrible.
Well, I think Daddy's learning a lesson that he should apply to LaMelo. I think he's learning that right now, that these are grown men who hold grudges like none other.
There are
no athletes.
And can act on it.
There are no athletes that hold grudges.
Who could have
like
seen that coming?
Yeah,
except everybody.
Right.
Who see that coming? Right, exactly. That is that he would force his son to battle physically and psychologically with a rookie season that was going to be hard enough already.
And now it's going to spill over into that locker room like everyone predicted. Because you are waking lying dogs right now, messing around. Guys just want to come in, have their party in your city, maybe play three quarters of basketball and bounce. Dudes are coming in there ready and giving it to dudes. You know, and Julius Randle caught all of that LeVar Ball love.
Because they sat Lonzo for the fourth quarter,
LeVar
right?
LeVar is talking that trash. Julius was getting out of work because of it.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man, it's real out there. You got to be careful messing around thinking that everything's a reality show. Your son is getting punked out there on a nightly basis.
So we got the detective, and who else is coming on today?
Zach Zaidman will have Bears, and Pete Futek will have college football stuff, and we're efforting some other things as well. You never know.
Sounds good. It's Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Dan Burstein here from the Burstein and Goff Show, afternoons 1 to 6. So Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are back at it. This time they'll face another divisional opponent, the Detroit Lions. Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. If Thanksgiving always falls on the fourth Thursday in November, then the first Thursday of the month is Let the Gruden Rumors Begin Day. John Gruden hasn't coached since 2009, when he went 9-7 leading the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was only 45, and it was thought it was just a matter of time before he surfaced somewhere. Not so far. Gruden found work with ESPN and has been made into a TV star by doing Monday Night Football. He's making lots of money and has been pushed hard by the four-letter hype machine to stardom. Every single year he's been rumored for a job. The only job his name hasn't been connected to is the Patriots. The coach there is apparently pretty secure. Now with the Buccaneers floundering under Dirk Cutter, one rumor has Gruden going back there. Another has him taking over at the University of Tennessee, which has already fired Butch Jones. Gruden's response? Never say never. Not exactly a no. I'm John Feinstein.
Did you know 90% of homes are under-insulated? If you can see the joists in your attic, it's time to start insulating. Get to the Home Depot, where you can save on winter heating costs by saving on new insulation. Whether you need fiberglass, cellulose, spray foam, or someone to help you understand the difference between any of them, the Home Depot has the insulation to help you get the energy savings you want. Get insulating by getting into the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. That's right, for a limited time, save 50% instantly on a Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit your local Sprint store, go to sprint.com/GS8, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Works for me.
Galaxy Samsung 8, $1,563 per month for 18 months. For well-qualified customers with lease and new line activation. Limited time offer. Savings until $131.19 and $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $30 per month per line for lines 3 through 5. With auto pay discount applied within 2 invoices. Best price compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ, other monthly charges apply.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on the Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Us.com.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz and Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Tuesday night, come out to Anthony's in Joliet from 7 to 10 p.m. for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show with Lawrence Holmes. Enjoy the broadcast and Miller Lite specials. Enter to win Bears tickets and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 8 to 9:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Honda of Gurnee. During the Happy Honda Days sales event, you will not be disappointed.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Scoreboard update.
So, good to be here. From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota for their final home game of the season. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Football and the Bears, and Kyle Long barely played last week against Green Bay.
I think there's a few things going on, but if you were to ask everybody in this locker room, everybody's got a lot of stuff going on, so... You got to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
The official injury report has it down as a finger injury for Kyle Long. The Bears host Detroit Sunday at noon. The Bulls' losing streak is 5 as they host Charlotte tomorrow. The back over 500 Blackhawks are at Pittsburgh on Saturday. The White Sox acquire reliever prospect Thiago Vieira from Seattle. And back in the NBA, the Celtics have won 13 in a row. Host Golden State tonight of the 7-game winning streak. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, get an APR as low as 0.9% on BMW certified pre-owned models. Visit the luxury leader at ElmhurstBMW.com. See dealer for details. And get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Mark Rohde, and we are celebrating today here at Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What a story, Mark.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Between now and 6 o'clock, the Bernstein and Goff Show has stuff and things as we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. We've got in other news. I have some sensational in other news. I've got I've got a real-life Quentin Tarantino movie. You are not going to believe this.
Dull ones, fat ones.
I mean, something that would only... If in a pitch meeting, somebody would say, no. We're not doing this in a movie, and it actually happened in real
life.
Ladies
and gentlemen, if the first hour and a half of this show sucks, 3 o'clock is going to make up for it, because his In Other News piece is going to knock your socks off.
Zach Zaidman at 3:20.
If you're wearing socks.
Pete Futek, even if you're not. Pete Futek at 4, and despite what it says here, I believe we're doing It's On at 5:30.
Hit it.
Start the buses.
If it's going to be a Savage Thursday, might as well kick it off the way it's supposed to. Now you will have Nick Szepkowski coming in here
with my child at home.
See, there it is. See, now we're going to. Hey,
Brendan's going to be standing behind him, you know, snorting like a bull.
I'm telling you, you better be careful with those two when they get.
I know
they're like the Wonder Twins, man. They link up.
Zan and Jaina and their pet monkey Gleek,
or the ambiguously gay duo.
What's the difference? The segment is brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot, Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group.
Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein.
If you sext us, I will send back the nastiest sext you have ever heard in your life.
Oh, yeah, dirtiest. Just,
I will think of some things that will make you say, damn, I wish he wasn't engaged.
Instagram is at BernsteinGoffShow. We also have our website, BernsteinGoffShow.com, for podcasts and all that. You can like the 670 The Score page on Facebook to engage in all of that wonderful conversation with so many nice and interesting people.
I'm going to go to Facebook right now, see if my guy Harold Trusty is on there causing commotion.
There is also Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com for our video feed. That is directed by Brian Gertsch.
While we can't talk about nuts with the exception of squirrels and trees, I just say this, that Jake Arrieta he's a big squirrel with a lot of nuts in his trees.
Yar! Yar!
Who was that?
That's Scott Boras, isn't it?
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's how you start the negotiation publicly?
Well, that'll have teams lining up.
Yeah, oh.
We got to get this squirrel, gentlemen.
Hey, listen, if we don't have enough squirrely nuts in our trees. We need more nuts in our trees, in our clubhouse place. Yeah, all right. Hey, you like it, I love it, Scott. Do you think? And it's Scott Boras, by the way, right?
Boras.
Not Boros.
No.
Okay.
Boras.
Just making sure.
Like Boras Badenoff.
Yeah, I've been hearing Boros anytime his name comes up. It's just people.
That's not his name.
I'm just saying. I'm just making sure.
Scott Boras.
Boras.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been saying it's Scott Boras my entire life.
Because that's his name.
Well, I'm just making... Dan, don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad.
I'm just saying. Some people say Boros.
A lot of people say things incorrectly. That would be one of them.
I'm right here.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Then the ball's thrown right there in that, you guys saw it. Coach Gruden talked about the other day, the honey hole or the turkey hole, whatever he referred to. That's where we're attacking in that play.
Wait a minute. Is that Dow Loggins?
I call that the turkey hole.
I understand. I know the reference, but when did the Bears hire Boomhauer to be their offensive coordinator from King of the Hill?
Then the ball's thrown right there in that, you guys saw it. Coach Gruden talked about the other day, the honey hole.
What the hell was that? Is it like, as the weeks go on, does he become more Southern?
Y'all saw it.
Can I get it one more time, Tanny? Please.
Then the ball's thrown right there in that, you guys saw it. Coach Gruden talked about the other day, the honey hole or the turkey hole, whatever he referred to. That's what
I call that the turkey hole.
What? I mean,
I don't tell that a honey hole.
John Shoup was a special level.
Throw that ball right in there. Mm-hmm. Zap that thing right there in the turkey honey hole. My honey turkey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, honey turkey, maple turkey. All kinds of turkey in a hole.
It might have looked until we intended to try the ball throw in there.
Maybe that's why the offense is...
Right, he's holding that laminated card over his face. He goes, I'm putting the hole on two, break.
No one knows the play.
Right. Trubisky's like, what? NFL football is hard.
Delay a game. Right. The verbiage is really... can't you get the play out? Well, can the play caller get the play out? All right, I'm sorry, Tanner. This is the last time you will ever have to run this.
Six, honey hole, turkey.
Give me one more time. The Bears offensive coordinator.
Then the ball's thrown right there in that, you guys saw it. Coach Gruden talked about the other day, the honey hole.
It might have looked until we intended to try the ball throw in there.
No wonder they can't run a play properly. That's why the pre-snap penalties?
Might as well have Ozzie calling the plays.
It's all a problem.
Right. Might as well have Ozzie Guillen calling the plays. I mean, it's much more intelligible.
It sounds like Sid Caesar.
I mean, dude! I'm sorry. I shouldn't be having that much fun with this.
That is great.
The turkey hole, honey hole part, it completely escaped me because I'm sitting here listening to a dude who calls people critters most of the time, it sounds like. All right, we get back to it. The propers. Go ahead.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
I guess I just wanted to know how we got here. Not to offend anybody out there, but I just walked by some jeans, wore out jeans, holes in them, all cut up. I just remember when I was a kid in West Virginia, I was ashamed to go to school because my jeans were wore out, only because we didn't have any better. Now they buy them that way. I just can't figure, how did we get here? I don't know.
I don't know.
Wow. Nick? think you,
Nick
you
from Park Ridge.
You make $11 million a year, my man. You should understand what the style is these days.
I guess I just wanted to know how we got here. Not to offend anybody out there, but I just walked by some jeans, wore out jeans, holes in them, all cut up. I just remember when I was a kid in West Virginia, I was ashamed to go to school because my jeans were wore out. Only because we didn't have any better. Now they buy them that way.
What's the deal?
I just can't figure out how we get here.
And how about airline food? Am I right?
Oh my God. Hey man, you could do that when you're the emperor, I guess.
Saban, I picture he's standing, he's got a blazer on with the sleeves pushed up, but he's in front of like a brick wall with a single spotlight.
Roll down tide.
What's the deal with all this tide rolling? All right. Calm down. Hey, Dan, focus.
On
sports.
What?
Sports. Get all your giggling and all your laughing and all your entertainment
You're
out of your system.
You're the one that's playing Goober McGooberton.
That was Tannehill that thought that would tickle our fancy. And it did. All right, sports. Focus. What would you like to lead off today's sports show with?
I like your sentiment that it would be nice if the Bulls played in the NBA.
It would be. You know why?
Because
the NBA is fun as hell.
There are so many good teams. That's what they've done away with the teams that make you want to turn your television off. Except the Bulls. Well, we knew they'd be bad, though.
See, the problem that I have is you're making me want to have Jimmy Butler on this roster. So on a nightly basis, you can at least see your team compete. I don't want to be in the just competing business, but this is bad. Like, you've got an offense meant for really talented shooters. But that goes back to the Jimmy Butler point, though, Dan.
Yep.
And you can't, and people who was like, oh, Goff, you're wrong on this, they chose Fred Hoiberg over Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler said it last week when everybody's kissing and making nice and all. Oh, we're just rebuilding. It has nothing to do with Jimmy. They chose the commodity that they wanted to develop the most when they looked at those two was Fred Hoiberg. Now, Fred Hoiberg's got his offense.
Was it really, though? Dude. I mean, ostensibly, it was that.
Well, you can't lose out on Doug McDermott and all these guys and Jimmy Butler and for nothing and then say, oh, by the way, we're going to get rid of the coach now.
Nothing. They got Cameron Payne, man. Oh. Come on. They got Cameron Payne ready to come back.
He was all suited and booted last night in the place that he used to dance. And Russell did not pay him any mind. He was like, oh, yeah, you're on the other team now. Run away.
Doesn't even know his damn name.
Yeah, that was his guy. He was teaching him how to dance all those years.
This segment brought to you by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417. A little more detailed analysis of exactly what you're saying about why the Bulls look extra ugly. And it's from an analyst who knows what he's talking about, who can explain some of these things, put some numbers to exactly what you're talking about. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to play Jason Goff, Bulls Detective. Okay? So get your Deerstalker hat and your giant magnifying glass.
Can I just wear a Kango?
Yes.
Okay.
After two of them, one pointing in each direction. You've got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where better drives.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. Mm-hmm. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank?
Okay.
The replay boner in the history. That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at Lake Forest.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call this show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Flower. Fires one. This is. And that's it. The Thunder went yelling. 92 to 79. They took the lead early on.
When our shots aren't falling or we're turning it over, we hang our heads, and you can't do that. We fought from the second quarter on, but you know, again, we're down 20 after the first quarter with a 7-point quarter. You know, you're not breeding any confidence for yourselves.
Well, you know why? Because we got a bunch of guys who are taking 3-pointers that can't hit them. My guy Bobby Portis had an awful game last night. In a league full of guards, top to bottom. Some teams got two, some teams damn got three on the team. You got third one is just developing. This team has had six guards in the last 2 years that damn near don't belong in the NBA when you watch them play night in and night out. Chris Dunn makes unforced errors too often, but I am done with the Jerry and Grant thing.
He's brutal.
He might be a nice kid, but there are too many times where I see Jerry and Grant making the wrong basketball play. And there's too much dribbling for a guy that doesn't have a great handle and a guy that is indecisive. He can't shoot that well, can't finish at the rim that well. Really don't know what he does for you.
All right, our guy, Jeff Fair, Jeff in Roscoe Village, who does good work when it comes to breaking down basketball stuff, sent this along. Only 12 games, but based on data from Basketball Reference, the Bulls' net rating is the lowest in franchise history since 1984, the first year where pace-adjusted data is available within their search functionality. But independent of the historic bad we're seeing right now and all the talk of Bulls culture within the organization, the team is doing two things that are making it uglier. One, they are attempting to play the current brand of NBA basketball, heavy on three-pointers, and they don't have the personnel to do it. Markkanen and Valentine are really the only two players close to being above average from deep, yet the team's three-point attempted rate of 36% is 10th in the NBA, is 9% above their next highest season in the same time frame. They are taking, essentially, a historically high percentage of threes. Where some complained before that the Bulls weren't shooting enough threes, now it seems they're launching more of them just for the fun of it. Secondly, and I think part and parcel of this, I can add parenthetically, they're getting to the free throw line at an absurdly low rate. They're unable to generate additional points they can't get from behind the three-point line. They are last in the league right now in free throw attempt rate, 20%, which is 5% lower than the next lowest since that 83-84 season. So having no one that can get to the rim has something to do with that. And the season was going to be bad. Everyone knew that. Right now it's a small sample size. But there is something to be said about assembling a game plan to take advantage of the team's strengths to make it look better or get the younger players to learn to play better, you know, coaching them up. Maybe it's just that they don't have any strengths or the ability to coach them up right now. So what your eyes are not deceiving you is the point. They are chucking threes and shooting no free throws.
There was a 4-on-1 break last night with Denzel Valentine leading the break. You got two bigs and a wing running with him, and he pulls up from the top of the key. Now he makes it, but that is a low percentage shot. You know, if a team's going to be bad, and I'll admit to watching what the 76ers were doing before their stars, their young stars, were healthy. Last couple of years, I watched enough 76ers basketball. You know why? Because it was either them or Charlotte that was the first game on the league pass when I got home. So I just turn on the game, and I'd either watch Kemba Walker do his thing, or I'd watch Brett Brown coach. And you know what Brett Brown did? This is where you find out what your dudes are, too. Brett Brown took Robert Covington, who is a local product, went to Tennessee State. Mm-hmm. Robert Covington is one of the most, and it's going to sound crazy, but one of the most dynamic role players in the game. He does what he has to do better than damn near anybody at the small forward position when it comes to catch and shoot threes, when it comes to deflections. You know where that came from? That came from being coached your entire time, knowing you were going to lose games, but thinking to yourself, you know what? I'm going to prove this coach right. And guess what they did? They just gave, I think they're getting ready to, and I probably shouldn't say this because I got this on good authority, but they're getting ready to give that man a lot of money. A lot of money for a role player. Because
he's important.
Yes. And this is the time. If you're gonna drop DeAndre Ayton, or if you're gonna drop Luka Doncic, or if you're gonna drop Michael Porter Jr. or the kid from Duke, if you're going to drop one of those guys in here, you better have established who are the guys that are getting ready to ride with him. And that's what Fred Hoiberg needs to be in on now. I don't know if Fred is all out.
Other than Lauri Markkanen.
Maybe Fred is unplugged right now, too. Maybe Fred is looking at his next NBA job.
Or college
job. These
are
the problems. You've got too many people in that organization who you don't know what their investment level is.
People are working across purposes, and for all the talk about culture, you aren't even in a position to know what you're building yet or why you're building it.
Find me my pieces. Lauri Markkanen is that guy because you can see it. You can see it in him. But who are your backups? You know what you need to do as a Bulls organization? You need to find your 5-9 right now because your 1-4 probably isn't on the team. You know, maybe Markkanen is a 4 or 3 if you got a really good team, but your two best players aren't on this squad yet. You need to find that end of the roster so that you can just go into a season knowing, all right, these are the young players. They're going to get the ball, but you got to knock down threes and you got to get every deflection and you have to get every 50-50 ball and you can't be bitching about your minutes and you can't be worried about shots not falling because you do something else to affect the game. That's what needs to be found out this year and the next 2 years.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington style for everyone. After the top of the hour, Jason Goff, Bulls detective, on the Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
They'd be better, but I don't think they'd be good. Like, I don't think that there's a coach alive or dead that could have this Bears offense being good with the personnel that it has.
But it's competent,
but so,
and better. It would entirely be possible to make.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have like sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
At the height of
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist, and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them. They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces. CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Schneider is proud to announce new dedicated business for tanker drivers based out of Joliet, and we're hiring drivers.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Jobs.com.
This is Sports Radio 670.